Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
come. Gotta be.
Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. Pause. This is live, folks. All the way live. I really, really, really appreciate everyone that's tuned in tonight. This is truly a special, special program. 2018 is coming to an end. What a year, right? It has been tumultuous. And so this evening, I've decided to make it even extra special. I'm going to reflect on 2018 with a bent toward the future and our well-being. Here at Progressive News Weekly, our whole intent, our reason for being, is to enlighten you, empower you, inspire you, encourage you, and hopefully instill you to get involved, make a difference in your life, first your life, and then those of your loved ones who are around you. You know, as you are on that jetliner and the stewardess tells you, should we have a situation, put that mask on yourself first. So you've got to be well before you can help someone else. And I'm just so proud with the listener base that we have at Progressive News Weekly. I would put it against any listener base around the planet, because what we have engaged in over these last 10 years, it's been a decade, has been nothing short of amazing. We've had guests from all walks of life, some who are no longer with us, but left us with nuggets of love and wisdom that will carry us through the end of our days here on this plane. And so, with that said, we are empowered. And tonight, I just want to just do a little bit of a reflection back on some of the things that we've had an opportunity to encounter. I've invited all of our previous guests, although impromptu, because this was impromptu. I actually preempted my own program tonight. We did have a guest that would have been scheduled, but I realized that we are only, of course, I didn't just realize this, but making a decision upon the perspective of this being just 2 weeks away from the end of this year. And it's important that we make note of time frames. For example, birthdays are crucial in my perspective. Some people don't celebrate them, but it's the day of your birth. You know, we have our numerologist on regularly, and we talk about the significance of birthdays. And anyone who's a regular listener who has tuned in to Dr. Wright and heard some of the insightful, enlightening aspects of an individual based on their birth date surely knows that there is a significance of the time and day, but at least the day we take birth on this plane, on this planet. So time frames are important, and as we celebrate, we, majority or significant portion of the world, let me be accurate, celebrate one of the most recognized birthdays on the planet Earth, which is the birth of Jesus. I just wanted to underscore that whole aspect of birth. And for those believers, and this isn't to be a religious antidote or program this evening, spiritual, yes, religious, no. Because when we talk about religion, we begin to talk about segmenting. We talk about Jews versus Muslims versus Christians versus Hindus versus Buddhists. And it's not about that. It's about spirituality, under which we all are linked and united, unquestionably. Even my agnostics and atheists, because I've known a few, and I've known when they or loved ones have real challenges, they get quiet and don't think they're just praying to themselves. So, yes, this will be about a spirituality this evening. And I'm excited. I'm really excited about it. I'm encouraging everyone who has any thoughts or expressions that they'd like to present to the listeners, share that energy by dialing 347-838-9142. Press 1 on your dial if you should decide that you want to share. And I always like to say, if you're not sharing, you're not caring. So do share what's on your mind. Share your thoughts this evening in terms of your perspective of what's going on in this planet, on this planet, around this planet. And I'm sure we're going to germinate some very, very interesting discourse, unquestionably. You know, speaking of Dr. Wright and the importance of recognizing time frames like beginning of year, end of year, middle of year, it helps to put some framework around where we are. And, you know, Dr. Mendoza, another frequent guest on Progressive News Weekly, pranic healer, one of only maybe 10 in the entire world. I won't get into pranic healing. In fact, Dr. Mendoza, if I'm not mistaken, go to my calendar, is scheduled for next week. So you'll want to tune in for that that session with Dr. Glenn Mendoza, meditation expert and astronomy specialist and medical doctor and pranic healer. But he talks about as well the importance of time frames and taking note of time frames. He talks about setting goals. And we've heard that a million times, those of us who are the majority of my demographic, which is 30 and above. So with that said, we know about setting goals. And so it's really important that we recognize, you know, where we are, you know, taking an assessment. And I'm not preaching in no way. As I'm speaking, I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm looking back at a thumb at me. So this is benefiting me in a sort of a selfish way as I speak to you. It's something that benefits me. They say one of the best ways to learn something is to teach. And so as I speak and talk about what I have found, which is nothing less than wisdom, because wisdom is nothing more than experience, right? I'm learning as I talk. And there have been so many who have said, well, Daryl, you have so many guests that bring so much information and news and knowledge and wisdom. And those who know me, who have known me over years, have always said, you know, I love the monologue, and I appreciate that. I truly do. I'm humbled. But they're always sending me emails and saying, Daryl, we want to share some more about what you know and what you do. So we're going to begin doing more of that in 2019, just to give you some insight and enlightenment for what I've been blessed with. But again, I have invited guests and who have been partners with Progressive News Weekly, and I see we have one of our guests online with us, so I see Ms. Pastor Nick is going to join us in the course of this evening. This is a late night edition of Progressive News Weekly, and I see the lines are sparked. When I say sparked, I see they're filling up, so that's a good thing. I did send out a notice to those of you who are on my mail list, and thank you for responding. And so if you're not on the mail list, to my archivist, I'm speaking in the future here, right? You can be privy to getting a text message even by sending me an email to Daryl, Daryl_CLA18@msn.com. And I'll be sure to add you to my mail list, and we can have some dialogue if you have some thoughts or some suggestions with regard to topics and or guests that we might bring to the airwaves. That's what we're about. It's not always about the rich and famous. It's about those who are knowledgeable and willing benevolently to help others. And that's what we're all about. So shout out to all my folks around the country, from California, we got folks there, and Texas and Ohio, and I'm going to get scared because when I do this, I always forget someone, but I might as well name all 50 states. But I'm proud to say we're in at least 20, and that says a lot about what we've done in the last decade, and that's just a tribute to you for sharing, and I ask that you continue to share Progressive News Weekly with others, because that's how we'll grow, and that's how we'll be able to have an impact on society, because that's what we are about, Progressive News Weekly. We're about growing, sharing, expanding, enlightening. I like to say, and you've heard it many times, this truly is news for you, by you, and of you. I, some 20 years ago, time goes fast, it's been more than 20 years, you know, made a decision to leave corporate and go wholeheartedly into holistic and natural health. And so it went from something that I was interested in to something that I decided to truly take seriously and do the coursework that was necessary to become a naturopath. And that's where I am now, a holistic naturopath and nutritionist. I've taught in the school district because I wanted to first impact children and get an insight into the workings of where they are, because our society truly is based on our future, which is our youth. And right now, you can see what's happened. Our society is going amok. So it's going to be incumbent upon us, Progressive News listeners, to make this difference. Don't feel overwhelmed like we've got to change the world, although we can. One person at a time. And I always say, and I must continue, don't be a secret agent. If you're tuning in to Progressive News Weekly and you're taking an hour, a half an hour, 20 minutes, or sometimes an hour and a half, depending on how the program flows, you find it valuable enough, because your time is money, to take that time out. There may be someone that's doing it as a favor. I may have a relative that doesn't want to make me feel bad, so they tune in. That may be the case. I don't think so. I think they tune in because they really find some value and interest in the information as well. So I say to everyone, let's not be secret agents. Let's try to bring at least one person on a month. That's not a lot, right? Because at the end of the year, you brought 12 on. And that's how we germinate. I remember seeing for the first time a homeboy. I'm so proud. You know, we should be of where we come from. First, we need to know where we come from on a micro scale and a macro scale. Micro meaning your roots. Some of us come from families we're not proud of. You know, mom was a whatever, or dad was a whatever. And maybe we were raised by an uncle or a grandparent or even just a guardian. But then others of us were blessed to have parents who cared. The bottom line, wherever you fall in that spectrum, be aware. Because if you're here right now, that's the way you were supposed to be raised. There's no mistakes. The blades of grass are going to grow up toward the sun. They're not going to grow sideways. They're not going to grow back down into the ground. So everything is in divine order. So we need to know where we are coming from. It's critical. It's very, very important. So with that said, let's share Progressive News Weekly with others as we move forward and be grounded in that. Be grounded in that so that we can truly impact the world, because we can. And we have to be cognizant of our youth. It's crucial we be cognizant of our youth. Along the way, the number is 347-838-9142. This is a late night edition of Progressive News Weekly. Those who are on the airwaves tonight, for the most part, have been invited, and the lines are blown up. And I'm so thrilled and humbled just to see the number of listeners that are tuning in this evening. And if you should decide not to comment, though I'd love to hear your perspective, because you are an enlightened group. You are the individuals that heard the likes of Amiri Baraka back in the day, who may he rest in peace, and the likes of Dr. Meir Einstein, may he rest in peace, medical doctor turned naturopath, whistleblower. And, of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the iconic Mr. Dick Gregory. May he rest in peace. These are all notables who have been on these airwaves, who've shared things, I mean, nuggets like you would not hear anywhere on mainstream media. And if you care to not know who any of those individuals are, well, which I'd find interesting, but it's possible. Maybe some of you don't know about Dr. Meir Einstein, truly a whistleblower, as I said, medical doctor, who really just kind of partially, I say partially because there's many out there, broke the mold on what's going on with vaccines. Go to our archives. To get to our archives, you go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. That's the network that I air on, the Renford Network. And once you go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford, it's going to bring up all my programs for the last, I don't know how many years. And you can just scroll through by topic and guest. And there's those nuggets of wisdom all there. More than probably you could comprehend in a short period of time. But enough for you to select through to enhance your life. So we've got to think about our youth. There's no coincidence what's happening. This is insane. And as much as I have a bent for my African-American youth, because as an African-American, that's my responsibility, I care about all humanity. I'm a humanitarian. No brag, just fact. Anybody remember that? There was a cowboy show my dad and I used to watch. If you know that, please call in and tell me what the name of that show was. And the guy used to always say, it was an older guy, he used to say, no brag, just fact. Laughter's good, folks. Keep laughing. Keep laughing. There's a book, Norman Cousins. I'm just bustling with information because I don't do this often. Norman Cousins, so I may jump around. Norman Cousins wrote a book about laughter. And he did the research on it. And research shows that when you laugh, you actually increase white blood cell count, folks. Think about that. So So if you know someone that's, you know, going through something, especially with something, you know, viral or bacterial, get them something that you know makes them laugh. You know, I'll give you an example. Slapstick. Yeah, I love my slapstick. Three Stooges kind of slapstick. It doesn't have to be perverted. You know, that's the other thing that's happened in this society in the last 30 years. In order for something to be humorous, it's got to be vulgar. Not necessary. I mean, this society is going to hell in a handbasket. Picture that. You know, that's more than a saying. Hell in a handbasket. And that's pretty much how they bamboozled our society. You know, how many people, raise your hand. We're going to expand this. We are getting ready to really get off the charts here. Us. We're going to make some differences. Folks, if they feeding us wrong, if they don't do right by PNW, they're going to have to look out. That's the deal. We're going to become mouse warriors, as one of my mentors, Dr. Rima LeBeau, used to say. And we have to get her back on the air because she's a no-holds-bars doctor who doesn't play. Again, doctor, whistleblower, turned naturopath. And she used to say, we will make a difference as mouse warriors. And what she was referring to is, in this new age, we can utilize the internet. At least right now we can. And we better jump on it while we can right now, because the way things are going with infiltration, and we need to be very careful. I see you out there. Somebody's got a hand up, 718. We'll give you the airwaves. You get the mic. The number is 347-838-9142. Press 1 on your dial if you want to comment on anything that might be on your mind with regard to moving forward progressively. And don't think when I say progressively that I'm using the term Democrat or Republican. I don't do that. My fact saying is left wing, right wing, same bird. And the bird I'm talking about is the one that they say flip a bird. You know what I mean? Okay. Now, that said, in case there's any confusion about the title of my program, progressive, because I noticed some people like to use that term progressive versus conservative and all. No. I'm saying literally progressive as opposed to regressive, as opposed to much of what our society is moving in, regression. And it's just a fact. Anybody on this call, look in your neighborhoods. I don't even care if you're in an affluent neighborhood. We got some affluent listeners. That's cool, too. So with all of that said, we've got to make a difference by being knowledgeable, by being empowered, and by being enlightened, and by being fearless. So we do have a couple of listeners that have asked to say a few words. I'm going to continue on with this dialogue this evening. We have a little time. I've extended it into the evening, and I hope you'll stay with us here on Progressive News. But before I do, I want to share something that Dr. Wright mentioned. And Dr. Wright, Dr. Craig Wright, for our new listeners, is our resident numerologist. And Dr. Wright, every 6 weeks or so, just gives us some enlightenment by giving free readings based on birth dates or birth or time of the year. For example, he might give us some insight on those things that November might be prone for, or December. And he's not making predictions. He'll tell you in a hot minute. I'm not here to try to be some kind of a philosopher or prophet, I should say. He's just saying, I'm just reading the writing that's on the wall. And so we were talking about we were talking about December and before he got off the air, and hopefully he'll be on the air at the end of this month to talk about what January holds. And from what I've seen, there's no question. I mean, I'm not saying 10%, 20%. I'm saying there's zero question in my mind that there's some legitimacy, and I'm not saying 100%, but there's some legitimacy in understanding numbers, and it is absolutely not sacrilegious. So we were talking about December and what that means, and he was saying, well, December of 2018 is a 32 because you got to add 12 plus 2018, and that gives you 32. Okay, I mean, you know, you just have to add the numbers up. And 32 boils down to 5, and 5 indicates good news. So we have a few months left, and then, of course, there's a carryover. There's an overlay into the next month. So, folks, I just wanted to share some good news. December is a favorable month, generally speaking, for everyone. December is a time to enjoy pleasure from your previous efforts. If you've done anything in 2018, you put some work out there, December's a time to reap some of the benefits. I'm not saying that you've been looking for that job to earn six figures and it's supposed to come through in the next week and a half. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, generally speaking, that you can reap benefits from your efforts. That's all. Keep it simple. It's a favorable month for reaching your goals. Goals that you've been seeking for a long time. He also said difficult situations that you may have been going through will be resolved in December. This is one of those times where you can mix social and business endeavors. You know, usually they say don't mix business with pleasure. But December will be an opportunity to mix some business with pleasure. Now, that may seem to make sense because you have the, you know, sometimes Christmas parties and things like that. But I don't think he was speaking just in those terms. So that may mean something different to you than it would be to me. So let it lie where and let it lay where it's supposed to lay and rise where it's supposed to rise. I'm seeing, like bread rises. I know I got some folks out there with nuggets of wisdom. Bring it on. The number's 347-838-9142. Press 1 on the dial. I'd love to hear what you have to share. So again, this is a month for enjoying victories. Having humor, rewards, and victory. And I just talked about humor, right? Humor heals. Remember, Norman Cousins. Look it up. Google it. You'll find it. So with that said, I reflect back on 2018 with some sorrow. In terms of those who, you know, passed on. And, of course, you know, we've got recently Aretha Franklin. I mean, I can go on and on. And we're gonna do a program before the end of the year to talk about, you know, some of those who did pass on. In 2018, there were so many that meant a lot to me, and I'm sure meant a lot to you as well. So with that said, I'm going to go to the airwaves, and because I know our listeners, and this is what it's all about. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So in all respect, I've got to go to the airwaves. We have a 718 888-338-6188. Are you on the air? Are you there?
That was 718-338-6188.
Yes, that's you. Yes,
oh,
that's
me, Ronald Crenshaw. Thank you. Thank you for bringing me in.
I that number. How are you, Ron? Yeah. Thank you. Ronald Crenshaw, historian extraordinaire, regular guest on Progressive News Weekly in 2018 and over the last 7 years. How are you? Do you have anything that you'd like to share with us in terms of your perspective of the year past and looking at it as a platform to move progressively into the future of 2019 and beyond? Tell us about it, Ron.
Oh, I don't know whether I can come to, I don't know whether I can push that forward. All I know is I wanted to continue with what we said last week, but and I think that would be fulfill the further understanding of what I was grappling with. That's why, I know we talked a little about the president and that sort of thing, but that's not what I'm after right now. What I'm after is I just didn't get a chance to write you because I did want to write you, but so many things are on my table until I can't get to the writing because that takes a little time.
I understand that.
Yeah, so, but what I wanted to further bring forth is that I agree with you that as a grouping of people, we deserve reparations. That I agree with. But what I want to bring forth is that we also have to recognize what is the power that at this time to date that we're living in. Is not a, we live in a very biased society, or should I say, class society, one class dominates the other class. That's what I'm really about. And the reason I spoke about, reparations not being what we should be struggling for is not that I don't think we deserve it, of course, but we have to also realize what is the power base that this country is based on. And that's because that's what we have to know. You look back and see what the Japanese got for reparations after they were, put into detention centers. They didn't call them that, but that's what it was. Putting them while they were citizens of the United States, but because they had roots from Japan, they had to be separated because they would be thought of as being part of the enemy. In other words, the reparations I understand that they got was $20,000 for reparations. As individuals, they got $20,000. Now, what I'm talking about this is that African Americans were due 40 acres and a mule after the Civil War. That never came about. Okay, so when we are grappling for reparations, we have to look at the society we live in. And they're not going to give us money that would interfere with their system. In other words, whatever they give, they'll be able to take back. Or, you see what I mean? That's the type of system we live in. And we have to understand that uppermost. So that's why I'm saying that, first of all, we have to realize what is the what is the fundamental dissension in the country? The fundamental dissension in the country is the class question. One class has the ability to oppress the other class. The two classes are the class of the well-to-do, super wealthy, I should say, and those who work for a living that are poor or, you know, maybe they have their heads above water, but at any time they can lose what they have. And the wealthy keeps what they have as long as the system continues. You see, so that's why I said what I did to you last week, and it's not a matter that I was against. I'm against reparations. No, I'm not against it. But we have to realize, what is capitalism about? It's about getting wealth from work, from workers. And that's going to be static. That's going to be at all times. They come back with giving us, you know, some social welfare programs and things of that sort to ease the situation. That's what it's about, to ease the situation. Because when other countries that are capitalists have free medical and, you know, free medical health insurance, and that didn't happen here, and it hasn't happened here. You see, so the idea is that when, because they approached Obama, and he said, well, I can't give you a free medical system, but I can give you, you know, Obamacare. So it's like, you know, what they say, Medicare, Medicaid, you pay 20%, and other things can be more than 20%, you know, like staying in a hospital, you know, is $1,000 a day and all that kind of thing. You see what I mean? So the, in other words, the leadership of the country and the president is just the mouthpiece of the leadership. We think of him, you know, but the, in other words, the president always has the excuse of not being, let's say, taken out of office unless the upper group wants him out. See, we don't do it. Congress doesn't do it either. If Congress does it, it's because of the consent of the ruling elites that we never see, we never know. And we have to be aware that we're not in a democracy. You see, it's more an oligarchy.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
We have to realize that's why a cop can kill a non-white person that has no criminal involvement whatsoever and walk free because he made a mistake. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. He made a mistake. But, you know, these things go on and on and on, and they continue to go. So that's what I'm talking about, and we have to understand that it's not peculiar to race. It's peculiar to the political economy. And that's where we have to focus on. We have to try to learn to understand what capitalism is about, what it has to feed off of. And it has, because wealth comes from labor. That's basic. That's Karl Marx, Das Kapital, critique of capitalism. So
I understand
that's where maybe it's not, maybe I'm not getting any humor, but I'm trying to give an understanding of what we're in. And it's not something that can last forever. It won't. It will, you know, it will collapse. But the idea is that for more people to be willing to understand it, because if we understand it, then we can have the ability to make strategies and tactics to help change it. And it's not a matter, you know, so we're not.
And on that note, I'm going to intervene, because that's
sure.
exactly what we're talking about, is We have to have the knowledge to understand the system, to play the game and win
right.
the game
right.
of life in this society.
Right.
Not in America, but in the society. When I speak of society, I'm speaking global. Let's face it, folks, this is a global society. I mean, China
right.
is in
right.
every person who's listening to Ron and I right now. If you don't think
right.
China's right there with you, turn the chair over or the couch over that you're sitting on and try
right.
to find where it was manufactured. Or if that's not good enough for you, if you have children or grandchildren or great-grands that you may have brought toys for, I caution you, don't get too caught up in that, because I have to take my side and I'm going off on a little tangent. Let's not get
mm-hmm.
too caught up in the commercialism. And here, who am I to say? As a kid, I wanted every toy I could possibly get, but I did not understand. So now that we understand, we can still have joy for our children with knowledge. This is a different scenario now that we're in. So anyway,
right.
getting back to that, if you don't believe it, look at and see what's manufactured in your living space by China.
Right.
That's just China. I haven't gotten into Korea and other countries and look at the automobiles around you. Who doesn't want a German-made car? So,
right.
I mean, so we do need to understand that. And that's what we're talking about here with this empowerment piece and folks germinating knowledge and information. And speaking of going forward and platforming forward with what you are talking about, we need to have more dialogue about the infrastructure, the financial infrastructure under which we are being regimented. And
right.
we need to understand
right.
as we turn on the television, it's not just that program that you watch. We talked about this significantly last week, in fact, that it's
right.
not about the hour sitcom or the hour reality show or whatever it is that you enjoy, or even the two-hour athletic, whether it's basketball or baseball or football or soccer,
right.
whatever it is that you subscribe to, or tennis. It's not about watching those programs for those that period of time that program spans, whether it's an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours. It's what's happening in between, those commercials in between. I mentioned the two-hour program. I did a little bit of a survey on it, and out of the two-hour program, about 40 minutes of it was commercials. Don't
right.
believe me. Please
right.
don't believe me, listeners. As you know, anyone that comes on the program, myself notwithstanding, has to be talking from a position of fact. So do your own little empirical study. Watch our program and just jot down, take a look at your watch, and jot down how long the commercials are. You're going to find on our program the average 20 minutes. That means you're getting 40 minutes of the program, but you're being programmed for 20 minutes.
Right.
So those are the kinds of things we need to be conscious of, and we need to be germinating. And we caveat emptor, right? You know,
right.
let the buyer beware.
Right.
That's one of the basic
right.
principles of business and living in society.
Right.
And that's what we're going to be about. That's going to be our focus moving forward. And we're going
to
germinate that, and we're going to teach our children that. We've got an uphill battle to row, an upstream to row.
That's right.
But we're blessed with being on the winning side. We're blessed with being on the side of right. Right doesn't always win, it seems. But
right.
at the end of the day, correct is correct.
That's right.
You can't have incorrect and correct at the same in the same space.
Exactly.
You may need one to balance the other, like lightness and darkness and hot and cold, in order
yeah.
to reflect and appreciate it.
So
those are the principles that I want to see us focus on. And the greater our numbers, the more we can do with that. As much as I believe we deserve reparations, as Ronald said, chances are it's not going to happen. But we can create our own with the knowledge base. We need to start taking pages from some of our brothers and sisters who are making things work for themselves. For example, our Jewish brothers and sisters, I'm not hating them. They're unified. They're hardworking. They have rites of passage for their children. They focus on their children. We need to take some pages out of those playbooks. You know, do a Bill Belichick on life. Y'all know the story of Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots, who was caught reading the lips of his adversaries across the other side of the field and actually getting the playbooks of his opponents. Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots coach. I'm not hating on you, dude, because you got away with it and you really pulled off a scam and ended up having one of the biggest dynasties of sports history in football, at least. But sometimes we need to take a page out of our opponent's playbook. And so I'm not necessarily hating on them for being assertive. I dislike some of the things in their own self-interest that impact others in a negative way. But in terms of desiring to survive, not hating on someone, we need to do the same thing. Someone once said, and I read, be thinking, what's wrong with my bills being so high? Think about, okay, how can I do better to be able to manage the bills? Because that's not going to change. They're not going away. That's the reality of it. And in order for it, if you want to start talking about changing the structure, you need power. And in this world, that equates to money to a significant degree. So we need to come together. We need to strategize. And I know it's been talked about for decades, and especially in black community. But we're just talking the financial aspect. We haven't even gotten into the spiritual aspect. We need to take some pages out of the playbooks there, too, because there's power in the spirit. Ron, thank you for joining. There's some others that want to have some dialogue. Sure. Stay with us. We'd like to, you know, hear your voice as well. I want to hear from Eula Pasternak, another listener, longtime participant, Progressive News Weekly, who's been waiting in the wings patiently. Eula, what do you have to say?
Hello, everyone. I would like to focus on the positive. The positive that we have a chance to make next year based on what we have seen, experienced, try to understand, and maybe do something about, whether it's political, socioeconomic, whether it's what you mentioned, death. I want to focus on learning, redirecting, growing, and looking at all the sadness and all the sorrow and all the betrayal as lessons, as motivation to do better for myself and for others, as training, like in school, a school of life, as a platform to grow from, to build from, and look at it as almost, okay, let's start over. Let's do it better. Because I don't want to be a victim. I don't want anyone in this world. I don't want humans to feel they are victims and be trapped in that negative space. It's very time-consuming. It's very energy-consuming. But it has power. So whether it is the Me Too or Time Is Up movement for women and abuse, whether it is huge injustices for immigrants, whether it is ridiculous Mexican wall, whatever it is, let's give ourselves a chance to look at it as an opportunity to grow, learn, and do better. Reboot, reset, start over, edit, whatever. I want us to understand how much power we have internally, and that comes from our connection to our divine self, to wake up that divinity. That is the true power. It's not about marches. It's not about protests. It's not about being angry, because we feed anger in this world. It's not about our stories of abuse and violence and betrayals and whatever injustice has been done to us. If we can do something about it, let's do something about it. But I pray that we focus on being productive. What your gracious guest has mentioned, waiting for the powers that be to pay up for their injustices. Okay, well, in the meantime, don't hold your breath. Be proactive. Take care of your neighbor. Well, first and foremost, let's take care of ourselves and lead by example. What is my state of health and wealth? And I don't mean money. I mean energy. Do I have stamina?
Mm-hmm.
Am I stable? Physically, emotionally, mentally, and it would be nice if we actually did what our soul would like us to do and learn through that action so we could serve our divine purpose here. So am I okay? Am I contributing positive ideas, thoughts, actions, deeds to this world? Or am I a vortex and it's just me, give me, because that's what we see with our powers that be. Am I able, willing, and ready to truly be accountable and responsible for my thoughts, my actions, my deeds?
And your being.
Because if I am, exactly. Because if I am, there is a good chance that my partner will be, my family will be, my community will be, because that will amplify, resonate with others, because it feels good to be empowered, to be in charge of our life, to be exuding that confidence that I got this, even if I struggle. So it's like, yeah, okay, it's not, why is it happening to me? It's about, oh, okay, what is this trying to teach me? What am I learning here? And redirect that possibly wasteful, possibly victim energy, possibly arrogant, the opposite of, well, victims can be very arrogant. They know. So I want us to be more productive and let go of the drug of anger, the drug of hate, the drug of arrogance. Those are drugs, emotional and mental drugs that we hang on to because they give us power. Because judging others gives us high. Because we know better, because we have control. Well, what is the benefit of that? Just a hormonal and just energetic high? Well, after a high, there is a low. So I pray that we'll be okay enjoying the middle, minimizing the highs and lows, and focusing on learning, stabilizing, redirecting, and staying in that golden middle. Let's be productive. Let's focus on kindness. Let's focus on taking care of ourselves. And through that kindness to myself, I will more likely be kind to others. And that will resonate, so we finally will make some contributions to world, meaningful contributions to world peace. Not talk and not violence. Not trying to dominate and tell everybody, do as I say or else. Because that's what we've done. That's what we have done with religion. That's what we have done with military. That's what we have done with economy. Our children, our teenagers are here to change the systems. They can't work with our old systems. They are obsolete. So we need to help them usher that new age. And hopefully next year, next 3 years, we'll make that happen.
Yeah, you know, the statistic that our children may be decreasing in some areas in lifespan is horrific. It's telling in terms of what's going on in our society. I agree with everything that you've said and with what Mr. Ronald Crenshaw has said. I would add to both of those things. In 2019, we must focus on what we can do to make a difference, to be all that we can be holistically, to be well mentally, physically, and spiritually. It's important. We have the advantage. I would submit that there is a difference between good energy and bad energy. I would submit that good energy would overshadow bad energy in a smaller quantity. I'm submitting that to you. If that weren't the case, the earth would be destroyed right now. There's so many negatives out there with what seemingly is the few positive things, but yet our society is still functioning on those few, relatively speaking. I'm not talking few in terms of 5, 10, 20, 100. Relatively speaking, on a global scale, those few millions that truly, energetically have a true heart, spirit of love and righteousness and peace, true. I'm not talking about fabricated or perpetrating. Because we all know that that's happening as well, at all levels, at the highest levels of our society, whatever that means. But I'm saying those who are true in their spirit, although they may be quantitatively a minority, wield a greater force than the counterpart that are mean, evil, distasteful. That's my assessment based on what I've lived and seen and have come to believe. And so we can make a difference. And with all of that said, I would encourage all of us in 2019 to not let that negative, that evil, I won't even say negative, I'm going to say that evil, that regressive energy spirit exist without acknowledging it. We can no longer do it. We can't let boo-boo down the street who we know as a child was the sweetest little thing in that baby stroller, but has grown up to be a thug. Janet, who was the sweetest little girl, and I'm making these names up because there's some beautiful Janets out there and some beautiful boo-boos too, probably. But I'm just making these names up. Janet just happened to go awry and has become a female thug. We can't say, well, you know, she's a good, you know, it's all because, you know, she was raised by, you know, her parents went by, so we just got to deal with her. I know she's out there robbing and she's doing these things, but no. We've got to acknowledge it, seek to help, but at the same time, we can't look the other way. So if you happen to be in an environment, whether it's work or even family, it's critical. It's not your right. It's our responsibility to point it out for what it is. Because I would submit that's one of the problems we have right now. Madness. Those of us who see the difference. It's like a science fiction movie I once saw, which I really love science fiction. And I don't remember the name, but You had to have these glasses to see the aliens. I don't know if any of you remember these. And I don't remember the name. But if you had the glasses, you could see the aliens. And if they knew that you knew, you were done. But if you had the glasses on, you could see who the aliens were. They actually looked like some kind of monsters. But you didn't see that through human eyes. So those of us who understand, we see the monsters. We need to acknowledge and let it be known that that's what's going on. That's how this sickness of what has begun to transpire on television. Like I said earlier, we need to be mouse warriors. There, to prove our point, Miss Eula Pasternak, one of the most foremost pronounced advocates for health foods in the nation, has proven what can be done in the last 5 years alone by just speaking out against high fructose corn syrup, genetically modified food. What has transpired in the supermarket in the last 5 years, not to mention the last 7 or 8, but in the last 3 to 5 years, I'm at the point where I do surveys when I walk in the supermarket. It's, I think, in the last year and within the next year to come, most foods will label non-GMO. Eula, hats off to you for the work that you've done on this on a national level, by the way. Kudos, I mean that.
Thank you.
That's because people spoke out. No different than if people speak out against what's going on television, that our children turn on the television and they're seeing someone's head sliced off. Shame on our watchdogs, our so-called watchdogs. That's why I say left wing, right wing. Don't give me this. And I have people that literally have gotten to the point where they may dislike me to a point of almost hatred for even comparing the Democrats to Donald Trump. I mean, literally, this guy should be tarred and feathered. Folks, get over it. Get over it, because I don't want to hear, well, Congress, this, if you're a leader, be a leader. Or don't take the role. If you feel like, well, I got family, I can't do, I'll do this so much. Don't get in the position. Just stay out of it. Left wing, right wing, same bird. Because a lot of what has been transpiring over the years on television happened under the Democratic watch as well as the Republican. So I don't want to hear about, well, but we're under Republican now and the wall and all this other stuff. I don't want to even get into that. Let's just say, forget about labels and titles. If the man isn't right, he's not right. I don't care if he's Republican or Democrat. Donald Trump is wrong. Let's not make it a Republican thing. Let's not make it a Democratic thing if a Democrat is doing something wrong. It's just wrong or right. We got to get out of politics, folks, like we really need to get out of religion. I say that as a person who prides himself on attending church, not for the sake of attending church, because I like to worship the Lord that I believe in. I'm not trying to impose that on anyone. You can be an atheist and say, you know, let me tell you something. I remember I had the Black Israelites on about a month and a half ago. And they absolutely don't subscribe to my subscription of my religion. But I am able to separate spirituality from religion. I'm able to say, what do I subscribe to that falls within that religion? Because that's the core of who I am. I don't need to go to church. That's not necessary for me to have the spirituality of love, which is the utmost umbrella under which all religions, to me, in my opinion, my biased opinion, if you will, must fall up under in order to be any claim to be of any religious value. So that said, I believe we must call out whatever we're seeing. If we're seeing something that's dangerous and it's on the store shelves, turn that jar or can around, look at that 800 number, and make one phone call. Now, 7 years ago when I was very active in this and getting involved in government protest, if you will, for things that they were perpetrating, like I said, our watchdogs, it's a shame. FDA, FTC, I mean, this is horrible. FCC, what's on television now is justified? I mean, I'm not being prude. I'm not saying, well, I had my fun when I was 17 and 18. Now all the other 17, 18s don't have any fun. No, I'm not going there. I haven't forgotten. I've changed. I've matured. But I haven't forgotten the fun I had and things I did as a child. But I do know now, and I'm not saying, well, you know, it's different now. And I heard what one of our listeners said, that it's different. But they weren't talking about morals. Morals are morals. And at least when I was doing my teenager stuff, I had to at least hide it. I couldn't go and sneak a beer when I was 12 and not risk getting my butt whipped. Now, it's common. Now we're saying, okay, let them smoke marijuana. I'm not being approved. Oh, well, you did it when you were here, and now you don't want anybody else. Now it's open to everybody. Well, I bet you when you were 17 you wanted to be. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, when I was blinded and didn't understand. So I'm saying we have to speak out on what we see objectively, as much as we objectively can. If we see that it's wrong, if we see something on television that's perverted and that a three-year-old shouldn't be watching, there are those that are beginning to say, well, you know what, let the three-year-old see the head being chopped off and somebody walking into a room and blowing everyone off and the bullets hitting the foreheads and exploding the brains. And that's what life is. Let that three-year-old see that. What? Can we have some discourse about this, please? Can we have some dialogue? And who's running this? Who's in charge of this? It's just time to stand up and stand out. And that is what I believe, in addition to what Mr. Crenshaw and Ms. Pasternak has so eloquently stated has to happen. I agree with both of them on the spiritual level. And on the knowledge-based level, in terms of understanding what is just that needs to happen in our society, we have to speak on these things. It's crucial. And so I'm hopeful. Go ahead, Ms. Pasternak.
I just thought of something simple. Trying to understand who is preying on me. Or trying to prey on me. Because that will feel that I'm a victim. And if I can redirect that, like Monsanto, our former evil company, preyed on us. Government wants to prey on us. Businesses want to prey on us. Friends, my colleagues might want to prey on us. Universe runs on exchange. Now, am I fairly exchanging my time, my energy? Is my kindness appreciated, or am I a victim because I choose to be a victim? I choose to give when I don't have enough for myself. And this might not be politically correct. I'm talking about health. I'm talking about my resources because I will get weak, and therefore I will have to ask somebody for help. And that is that entanglement of victim and preying on others. Now, you and I, we do plenty to give freely without any expectation of anything in return. I'm not talking about that. Mm-hmm. That's just being a good human, doing good things, and we know good things will come back to us.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're dealing with predators, those entitled to praying, because it's called something else, because we made it politically correct. I want us to redefine political correctness or get rid of it altogether. Because I'm enjoying being inappropriate, making statements that wake people up and raise eyebrows and just like, oh, was I inappropriate? Good. Wake up. Let's wake up and stop allowing predatory people around us, because we choose to be evil, just as we choose to be good. But there is that space in between when we don't know that we are becoming evil.
Uh-oh.
Because we don't pay attention, because we trust others and allow others to control us. And that is what I hope we will minimize next year. So we are in charge, in better charge, and become more aware of what's going on inside and outside, and minimize that predatory impulses or effects on us. So when we give freely, and we exchange fairly, and we enjoy supporting each other with positive thoughts, actions, exchanges, and enjoy exchanging the good in us. Enjoy starting over and building more stable, bigger, better, prettier, everything that we need for life as we define it. I want the basics. I want clean air, clean water, clean food, clean, energetically speaking, people around me that want to be in charge of their mind, that want to be open to sharing love, to sharing kindness, to sharing respect, to sharing just privilege of being human and learning how to be good and enjoying being kind and bringing that joy to fruition with all the senses that we have, with our voice, with our sight, with our touch, with our everything that we can to support each other to have a good human experience. So that's what I wanted to add. Thank you.
Eula, let me just say, ask. I love the concept. I believe I heard you say, we do not have to be prey to predators. Did I understand that correctly?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Because this is power games. And for power games, we need prey and we need predators. And that does not have to happen. This is our main lesson in this world. To come here as equals, support each other, to have a good human experience. But what we see, what we witness, is a bunch of predatory babies just struggling and making a mess.
From your perspective, how do we avoid it? How do we avoid being predators? I mean, being prey, excuse me.
Exactly what we're doing. Education.
Okay.
And it might not be on television. Okay, that was a joke. It will not be in printed materials. It will be lived.
Mm. Revolution will not be televised. It will be live.
No.
Mm.
They will not teach us how to overcome them, how to overthrow them. They are self-serving and predatory. Let's be okay with it and redirect it. Resist, refuse, and redirect. So we don't need to be predatory back. We can just do our thing, be successful at it, enjoy it, and let it grow so our children can have that peaceful, joyful, beautiful human experience. Because capitalism is, and I grew up under communism with a bunch of hypocrisy and just a different version of predatory behavior. So let's learn from it and be stronger, wiser. I love that word. And that's what we started with. Let's get that wisdom, how to resist and minimize both the urge to be predators, but focus on not being the prey. And have a balanced outlook on what my role is, what my behavior is. Evaluate it without shame or guilt. Just like, uh-oh, I messed up. Let me focus so I don't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And the opposite. All right, today was a good day. Because I was in more charge of my thoughts and actions. And I happened to have a very good day, too. Ha! It flowed. I did well. I exchanged kindness. I contributed to someone's joy. That's how I want to live my life. And I hope that's what I manifest next year. With more ease. With more grace. With more success. As I define it. Because I really, truly want to be in charge of my life and manifest well all that I desire. Because I wish everyone well. I wish everyone lots of wisdom and lots of strength to exercise that wisdom, to maintain it, to grow it, to cherish it, to use it to create a beautiful life.
Exercise wisdom. Yeah, profound concept. Because wisdom is experience, so how do you exercise wisdom? And you exercise it by living in the moment, by being aware. If wisdom is experience, if you're aware of your experiences and not just utilize them after the fact, because you're saying you can utilize them in the moment, but be aware of the moment.
Yeah. Where is my mind going? Where is this path that I'm on taking me? Am I with good people? Am I with good thoughts? Or, I better redirect now because I've done similar things before and it didn't end well.
Mm-hmm.
I've been enjoying the concept of hiring, firing, promoting, demoting my friends, even my family members. Especially around the holidays. It's just like, okay, that's a good management because I don't judge. I try not to. It's like, okay, I promoted you because you were kind. I demoted you because you were rude. And I need to really, really say goodbye to you because you insist on being poor excuse for a human. I just can't help you.
That's so important.
Give up. You take care of yourself and goodbye. And be okay with that too. without regret, without, oh my God, I invested so many years of my life. Is it, yeah, okay, well, okay, done. Next! And be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was tuition for life. It was tuition for health, that investment. That experience led to my wisdom in how to eat better, how to
mm-hmm.
treat myself better, how
mm-hmm.
to choose better my
mm-hmm.
colleagues, how to organize my helpers, to do community events to inspire people, to help them understand that they're being preyed on, and say no to the predators. Invest where we want to see things grow, literally and figuratively.
I like
that. What do we want more in life? On my personal scale, on larger scale, let's grow that. Let's amplify that. Let's contribute to collective consciousness. Consciousness, so that grows. And yes, I agree with you. The handful of dedicated individuals do so much balancing and work behind the scenes. We're still standing and we're still talking and we're still contributing. And that's our choice. Do I want to deal with the symptoms and get caught up in all the politics? Or do I want to help at the source and be part of that team? That is the big choice.
Mm-hmm.
Distraction for focus. So I want to thank you for bringing us together and giving us a forum to exchange ideas, to offer information so others can make those choices and educate themselves and do their own due diligence, do the research, and choose better. Choose wisely. And let's grow into better humans. Male, female, doesn't matter. Human matters. Good human matters. Let's continue to inspire, heal this world as we heal ourselves.
Yula, thank you so much. I think those were good, insightful words that can make a difference as we move forward. I am grateful for you and the likes of Ron and the other guests that have come on throughout the year, and with fearlessness expressed knowledge, wisdom, information that can bring a difference. Yula, I'm looking forward to us moving forward in growth and progression in the year ahead, and many more collaborations and making a difference in the lives of ourselves first and those that we love and others around us for the well-being of us all. And I appreciate you. I really, really do. Shout out to Ron. Shout out to all the listeners. Tune in next week. We'll be back to take some time out to just express some thoughts that I had. Next year I will be, as I mentioned, doing a meditation session, Rock the Meditation. You'll be hearing more about it in the weeks ahead, as I'll be doing a session on meditation, which will be a unique approach. And so with that said, until the next time that we come together, and that won't be too long, Miss Eula, I love you. It's nothing you all can do about it. And we will talk soon. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly and tell someone that you do love that you love them. You don't know what the next day or moment will bring. And I love what Eula said about we've got to accent the positive. And so we're going to close out on that particular bumper tune. Eula, thanks again. Be blessed. We'll talk soon.
You too.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm against. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing my attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did the when everything looks so dark?
Man, they said we better accept that you ain't the positive element. Mine ain't the negative. Latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No.
Okay.